WVA Mobile.
My text I'm sending in 0TR.
Well, I'm interrupting. What?
Gonna write a text on my phone to my daughter, and she says men don't multitask well in 0TR.
You're driving down the road too, aren't you?
I have to abstain from that category, they walk among us. I do not text while driving. If there's a text comes in, I hand the phone to Bernice. That's as close as I ever get it.
I've almost been hit several times by people texting. One of the scariest ones was I was riding my motorcycle and on this two-lane road in the sky, and this big red Dodge pickup, he was three-quarters of the way in my lane and still coming, and I slammed on the brakes and was headed for the ditch, and he looked up and jerked it over real quick, so I was able to maintain control and, stay on the road, but that would have been a mess.
That's almost a daily occurrence up here on 101, you know, down there by that old mill and the Cunningham Fire Department. Where they come through those curves, they'll actually be texting there and come across into our lane many times before you ever get up to Wade Hampton. And Dave, I've started, if I stop at a stoplight and I look over next to me, just trying to see how many people are texting on their phones. The ones with the phone up to their ear, that ain't quite as dangerous. But texting like drunk driving, and I've had them several times come real close to hit me. I despise it. I think with GPS technology being what it is, those phone companies should inhibit all phones from texting while they're moving and make it mandatory that they have hands-free. It's so cheap nowadays that, like when you're talking on the phone, there's no excuse for not having hands-free anymore.
Yeah, that's a good idea, other than the fact that if you're the passenger and you want to text, then that would be, that would hinder you from texting, too. If there was a way for it to discern that you were the driver, and I'd be all for it.
Probably thousands of lives a year just by a little mere inconvenience of not letting your passengers text. And how many years did we live without cell phones, without texting at all? They can either wait a little while or call them on the phone if they're sitting in the back seat. They still got that ability. But there's no rhyme or reason why we're losing all these people every year to these texting things, and especially our young people. But it ain't just them, don't get me wrong. The adults are as bad as the kids, I guess you'd say.
It's funny, I can call them and they won't answer, and I can send them a text and they'll answer immediately. I don't get that.
Exactly the same way, 100%. You're exactly right. And I never even knew how to text until we come down here 10 years ago, and I didn't like it then. And I just will not use it while I'm driving. If one comes in and the phone's up there on the dash, Bernice will just reach over and pick the phone up, and I've taught her how to do it, and she's not the greatest in the world at it. Otherwise, they don't get answers until I'm destinated. I don't even like to do such a thing at a stoplight or that unless the light's just turned. I guess a person could do it. But the thing of it is, how many times have you missed going through an intersection because somebody's sitting up at the head of the line on their dang phone, and I'd like to say it otherwise, and they're texting, and then they miss everybody else inconvenience and miss the next light. Happens every day.
It's aggravating. I'm the same way. I get teed off to people like that. Well, I told this story on the radio, I think, the other day to somebody, but I was going up that steep hill that goes up Edwards Road that goes up to the Pelham, and this guy, I got over, and this guy blew the horn at me, and I guess he didn't think I had enough room to get over, but I thought I did. I thought I had plenty of room, but he didn't like it anyway. Ticked him off, and I mean, and when I say that, that's putting it mildly. So I got back over, and traffic cleared, kind of cleared out a little bit, and he comes flying by me, jerks his car, I mean jerks it, he's in an SUV, and he jerks that thing over in front of me, almost on two wheels, slams on the brakes, and so I just threw it up in third and just blew around him. I don't know what he was thinking, some idiot from North Carolina.
It's crazy the number of times I've almost been hit, and it just, I just get aggravated to beat the band, and there was my neighbor here, Tim, he pulled up to the intersection of White Hampton and 101 there by the Quick Trip, and some guy was offended by something somebody else did, and he was out standing beside his car with what appeared to be like a 44 Magnum pointed at this guy while the light was turned red. So you would avoid some of that too, I'm sure. But it's just it's gotten clear out of hand, and if that was one of your family that got killed, how would you feel, you know, because somebody was texting?
Guy obviously had some anger management problems, but anyway, it was a very interesting drive. I was going to play tennis, and thank goodness when I got to the top of the hill, I was turning left, and he went straight, so I didn't have to see him anymore, because, you know, you just don't know what somebody like that's going to do, you know. I mean, I'm not confrontational, but if he, you know, if he came over to my car, he might not be walking back. But anyway, so I'm just glad that I was able to get away from him.
Yeah, I'd say probably unless he could run a little over 1,000 foot a second, he was in deep stuff. I think that applies to a lot of us, Dave. And that's the last thing you want to do. But yeah, it's gone out of hand. Well, we just had a nice rain shower here. We got 19 hundredths of an inch, and it stopped out there, hadn't it, Bernice? Still sprinkling, and it's just a pop-up shower, and it went from 95 degrees down to 79 now outside. So with the humidity being 84%, I doubt if you'd see much relief out there, but this heat this morning from about 10 o'clock on is just sickening.
I know what you mean. Yeah, we, when I left the house here, I went over near where I played tennis, and I had to have an impression made for a teeth grinding device, or should I say anti-teeth grinding, and it was sprinkling here in Taylor's, and then it just got, as I went down Edwards Road, it got heavier and heavier and heavier, and finally, I mean, it was so bad, I mean, it was like a monsoon, unbelievable, and by the time I got to the place I was going, it had, that's my backup alarm, it had, you know, lightened up.
Backup alarm with a frequency of 24 gigahertz or so, as in a radar detector. I've never heard a backup alarm like that, although those stud horses might have one. This is N0TR.
It sounds like I'm back into my garage right now because all the stuff I have in it, I can't open the door if I drive in, so I've got to shift some stuff around and move it on down the wall there so I can you know, open the door, and I just, you know, just haven't done it, so lazy me. But I don't mind backing in. It's kind of nice just to be able to open the garage door and just drive right out.
I just sent you an email, and that'll be your funny for the day. As in, they walk among us.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to punch out, and you have a good afternoon, and from the looks of things, we didn't get much rain here. In fact, I may go out and cut the grass since it's still cloudy and the temperature's dropped about 10 degrees. So anyway, well, 73s. We will talk to you later, Tom. N0TRKB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. It's always good to hear you and good to talk to you. And, yeah, I have anger management problem when it comes to the texting. I'd like to tell you how much anger management I got, but at any rate, there's nothing can be done about it. They let the genie out of the bag already. 73 is KB4CBA and 0TR. See you later.